Cry Baby Cry. You just played the BBC Introducing Stage here at Leeds Festival. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, well, happy with it. We enjoyed it. Well, I did anyway.
No, we loved it. I think this was the one that we've been waiting for. So it's a bit nerve wracking going on stage, and it takes a bit of time to kind of that to calm down. But
plus, you bigged us up quite a lot. So we're like, yeah. Oh my god, we're gonna have to. Yeah, no pressure.
The way I bigged it up, right, what I was saying to people was what I actually think, which is, Johnny, you're absolutely brilliant on your own. You're really good in Knuckle. You're a really good artist. Rosie, you know, you're fabulous as well. And Peter Gabriel speaks rather highly of you. And Nicky, my favourite drummer, proper drummer. I'd watch you play on your own. What's it like to play with Cry Baby Cry?
I absolutely love it. I think we all complement each other really well, and I'm a rock drummer by nature, but playing in a band that's not necessarily a rock band, I think it makes me sound better. It makes it sound interesting, and I think like the dirty bass riffs and things really complement the heavy drums, and I think it's a really good mix. It's the favourite band I've ever been in.
Is there ever any points in it where you think, I'd love to just like throw a load of stuff in here and do a load of fills and do something really crazy? Or, and do you have to hold yourself back, or are you naturally that laid back as a drummer?
Like, I think that they do give me that opportunity. There's a few songs where there's a few big drum breaks, and I think I do what's needed and sometimes a little extra. But I think the bass, it's really riff-led, and if I kind of go a bit wild, it takes it away from the basis of it. And I think I get the times that I want to do it and I use it, but otherwise I'm pretty chilled with it. I don't think it needs anything massive because it's very riff-driven, and I think the vocals are what you want to hear just as much as the riffs, because obviously they can both sing really well.
We've got to that age where we've all been in bands and showed off, but we're at the stage now where we play for the songs, and then we play for the band, and like how we're not trying to show off anymore, we're just enjoying ourselves, and like as an actual band and like not individuals, we are a proper team.
I think as well when we rehearse, so Johnny and I will write a song at home or something, and then we'll bring it to Nicky in rehearsals, and it's all very carefully arranged, because with our stuff the temptation is just to kind of rock all the way through it, but we like having pauses, gaps, breaks,
it's
you know,
like
all.
It comes up with a lot of the how the set flows, and she never forgets anything, so like she says in, it's locked in, and it's just so nice to have like a solid drummer behind you who you can trust.
We don't have to worry about what's going on behind us, we can just get on with what we're doing.
So there's a lot going on for you, as you would expect. You have this air of not really trying that hard, and good things are happening around you, but you know, I have suspicions that there may be a little bit of swan action going on, where it's gliding but there's a lot of legs moving underneath. What's happening?
Well, since I've got back, we've rehearsed our bums off. Like, we've been working really hard. But, I mean, to be honest, it's not really working hard to get somewhere. It's working hard because we want to do it and we love the music. I mean, that's blowing our own trumpets a bit, but we just love playing. And I think this kind of stuff, doing the BBC Introducing Stage, is just, it kind of makes it kind of, you know.
I think what's happened, obviously, Nicky was in White Light Parade and did quite well. I've done all right with Johnny Firth. Rosie's done all right. We've got all the egos left at the door. So when we're like rehearsing, it's just, we're doing it because we love it. We've been there and we've played all them gigs. We put the hours in. And now we just, it's like, let's just do what we do, and if people like it, nice one. It's a bonus.
Social media helps as well, I think. I sit and hammer Twitter. Johnny and Rosie both do Twitter and Facebook, and I think that's a massive platform. You've got millions of people at your fingertips, and all it takes is someone to retweet, and I think that's helped us a lot, that we pull people in at gigs and then they'll tweet, and I think that's done a lot for us as well.
Now, you've got a single, which was the first track that you played in your set, Go-Go, coming out in October. What's the plan around that?
Business talk, I suppose, a PR campaign. We're going to have a launch in October somewhere in Leeds. So we'll get that released, and then we've got some London shows that we'll be doing, just getting around the country a bit more, because obviously the last few months we're trying to build up the kind of local interest, so we need to kind of take it down to London maybe, and you know, across the...
Fair enough. And I know the tour is obviously going along with that to make all of that happen. you've talked about social media as well, Nicky. I guess we ought to finish by telling people, you know, where to find you and best way of sort of getting involved with what Crybaby Cry are doing.
Twitter is at CrybabyCryBand. And Facebook, if you just type in CrybabyCry.
Well, we're going to be seeing you again at Long Division in Wakefield. Can't wait to see you there. We've been telling people that you're going to be on as well. Great band, we love you.
Thanks to you as well.